Ahab did not repent of his idolatry, even though God had given him an outstanding victory over the Syrian army. With his wife Jezebel, he continued to serve Baal and Astarte, the Canaanite gods. For 3 years there was peace between Syria and Israel. The southern kingdom of Judah was governed by a pious and faithful ruler, Jehoshaphat. During his reign, the land of Judah prospered, as the law of God was taught to the people, and the men of Judah were faithful to the Lord. Jehoshaphat fortified the frontier towns and stationed troops in all the strongholds of Judah. He had an army of well-equipped, experienced fighting men. The Lord was with Jehoshaphat in all he undertook, because he was faithful and served God with all his heart. He was feared by the rulers of other nations and received tribute, gifts, and flocks of sheep and goats, as God made him rich and prosperous. But Jehoshaphat committed 2 fatal mistakes. The first one was to marry his son to one of Ahab's daughters. This political marriage alliance was probably arranged with the idea of furthering a possible reunion of the 10 tribes with the land of Israel's legitimate ruler, the king of Judah. But Ahab's family was openly unfaithful to the Lord, the God of Israel. The marriage between Jehoshaphat's son and heir and Ahab's daughter was to have tragic consequences for the royal family and for the kingdom of Judah. This first mistake led to a second one. As Jehoshaphat was on friendly terms with Ahab, he went one day to visit him in Samaria. The king of Israel gave a great feast in his honor, which was attended by all the nobles and officials of the land. During the feast, Ahab said to Jehoshaphat, "You know that Ramoth belongs to us, and yet we are doing nothing to retake it from the king of Syria. Will you go with me to fight against the Syrians?" Jehoshaphat replied, "I am as you are, my people as your people. We will join you in the war. But first, let us seek the counsel of the Lord." So Ahab summoned the 400 men who claimed to be prophets and asked them, "Shall I go to war against Ramoth or not?" These men were not priests of Baal, but nor were they true prophets of the Lord, as they served the golden calves. They said that the Lord spoke to them, but in fact they prophesied whatever was pleasing to the king. So they said to Ahab, "Go, for the Lord will give it into the king's hand." Perhaps they thought that God would give Israel the victory against Syria, as he had during the last war. Jehoshaphat, however, was not satisfied. "Is there not a prophet of the Lord here whom we can inquire of?" he asked. "There is still one man through whom we can consult the Lord," Ahab replied. "He is Micaiah, son of Imlah. But I hate him, because he never prophesies anything good about me, but only bad." "Do not say that," said Jehoshaphat. So Ahab sent one of his officials to fetch Micaiah. Dressed in their royal robes, the 2 kings were sitting on their thrones by the gate of Samaria, with all the prophets prophesying before them. One of them, Zedekiah, had made iron horns. "This is what the Lord says," he declared. "With these you will gore the Syrians until they are destroyed." And all the other prophets were saying the same thing. The messenger who had gone to summon Micaiah said to him, "Look, all the other prophets are predicting success for the king. May your word agree with them, and speak favorably." But Micaiah replied, "As surely as the Lord lives, I can tell him only what the Lord tells me." Micaiah was a real prophet of the Lord, so Ahab and Jezebel hated him, because he always spoke the truth. Next episode, Micaiah's prophecy.